Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts Ministry. Have you ever felt as if your life was broken and there is nothing you could do to get it back together again? Well, you're not alone. Today, I'm going to share with you some words from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, as to how God can repair your life. Jeremiah 18, 1 states, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he worked a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the potter is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine hand, O house of Israel." Recently, I read an article about a tourist in Florence, Italy, who accidentally knocked over a priceless statue. The statue was broken into 1,000 pieces. The gallery called a local man, who was well known for his patience and his restoration work. They contracted this man to put the statue back together again. And it took him a very, very long time, but eventually he restored every broken piece to the place where it belonged, and he rebuilt the entire statue. As I read that article, I thought about our divine artists. For the Bible tells us in Psalms 100, verse 3, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Our divine artist, God himself, can pick up pieces of the most shattered lives, some lives that others may feel like it should be thrown away. God can pick them up, and he can put them back together even if they're in 1,000 pieces. Our crushed and tattered lives can be repaired by God, and God rebuilds our lives piece by piece by piece. And he does it every day of the week, every month of the year, every minute of the day. God is restoring our lives. Man can restore many things. They can clean away the dust and the dirt from years and centuries, making it like new again. Old buildings and cathedrals can be restored to near new condition. But there is a work that is far greater than the restoration of any old painting or any old master. That's the restoration of a man's life. Many times our lives appear to be in complete ruins, so much so that restoration seems hopeless and near impossible. The religious leaders of Jesus' day looked at the publicans and the sinners, and they said, "There is no hope for them." But Jesus said, "These men can be restored." Jesus found a man by the name of Zacchaeus in a tree, and the priest had given him no chance ever of being restored. But Jesus said, "This man can be rebuilt. This man can be refurbished." Onesimus was a slave that had run away from his master. And Paul, speaking for Jesus, said about this man, "If he has taken anything or done any wrong, put it on my account." This man too can be renovated. He could be reconditioned. I'm always amazed at how profound truths are found in the most unlikely places. Sometimes in the Bible, they unearth side by side with the simplest statements. Jeremiah